Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone. Good evening and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose Radio broadcast. Praise God. We thank God for everyone that has tuned in tonight. We welcome you to this special broadcast of our sweet hour of prayer. Praise God. We recognize that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we have men and women that have joined us tonight, ministers of the kingdom of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that have joined with us, that don't mind taking time to send up a prayer to our Most High God. So we thank God for everyone that has tuned in, our listening audience, all of our ministers of the gospel as well. And we give God the praise. We thank God for his presence with us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit of God that rests and abides with us, that has empowered us to be able to come forth and bring forth this program to you. We are coming forth with great expectation of that the Lord is going to, he has already showed up, and we are planning for him to show out in the name of Jesus as we join together, because the word of God tells us that where there are two or more gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing upon anything, that it shall be done. So we thank God for his power. We thank God that one can put 1,000 to fight and two could put 10,000 according to the word of God. So we thank God for the 10,000 plus and times 10,000, hallelujah, that we will put to flight tonight. And we give God all the praise, hallelujah, and we thank him. We are going to go ahead, praise the Lord, and get started. We ask that you join us in a prayer of unison by praying the Lord's Prayer together as we start this hour of prayer. We're going to ask that everyone just simply bow your head and pray with us, audibly pray with us, saints, the prayer that Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And yes, Lord, forgive us our debts and our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and get started with our prayers tonight. The order of prayers will be first, Pastor Constance Whitehurst, Minister Lolita Bowman, Elder Maddie Green, Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin, Minister Deacon Lorenzo Lewis, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Mother Pat Gallo, and Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Praise God. We thank God and give God praise for each of these men and women of God that has joined with us tonight for this time of powerful prayer and worship. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Oh, yes, Lord, what an opportunity to be able to come before you this evening, to bring our petitions before you, Lord God, knowing, Heavenly Father, that you hear our prayer. Because, Lord, 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15 confirms this. It says, this is the confidence we have, that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Praise God. Lord God, we just lift you up tonight, Father. We thank you that you are our God, that you are the great and mighty God, that you are the great and mighty God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you are the great God of Israel, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the precious shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, that they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, tonight for your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, that you've allowed to come as our comforter, as our peacemaker, as our instructor, as our guide, Lord God, that has empowered us for a time such as this, that dwells on the inside of us, that gives us all that we need to be able to walk this Christian journey, Father God. We give you all the praise, Lord God. We thank you for heavenly angels that encamp round about us each and every moment of the day, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you supply every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Father. We thank you and we give you and lift you up, Lord God, because there is no other God like you, Father God. And as for we in our house, Father, we've made a conscious decision that we're going to serve you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for choosing us. Many are called, but few are chosen. So we thank you, Lord God, for choosing us for a time such as this, Lord God. Tonight, Father God, I lift up, Lord, every minister that's on this call tonight, Lord God. We lift up Minister Lolita Bowman. Coleman and Elder Maddie Green, Prophetess Cecile Cutchin. We lift up to you, Heavenly Father, Deacon Lorenzo Lewis, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Mother Pat Gallo, Lord God. I lift my husband, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, up to you, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that you anoint these men and women of God afresh, Father God. Allow, Lord God, your voice, Lord God, to come from their bellies like rivers of living water, Lord God, to be able, Heavenly Father, to speak, Lord, what thus saith the Lord, to be able, Lord God, to speak your word, to confirm, Lord God, your petitions, Heavenly Father, on behalf of this nation, on behalf of our families, on behalf, Lord God, of this world, Father God. Let, Lord God, everything that they pour out, Heavenly Father, for the people, Father God, let it be restored back to them a hundredfold, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that whatever needs they may have, Father, that you are the supplier, Heavenly Father. Your word says, Lord God, that you can do exceedingly and abundantly above, Lord, all that we can ask or think, Lord God, and that you supply our need according to your riches and glory. So open, Lord God, up heaven, Lord God, and rain down, Father, your blessings upon these men and women of God, because they have taken the time tonight to come and join with us, Father God. Lord God, I pray that if they come with any need, that that need as they leave will be met, Father God, according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Father. We give you praise, Lord. I lift up our families to you, Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord God. We lift up every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you wrap your loving arms around every husband, every wife, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for unity amongst marriages, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We speak obedience, Heavenly Father, to the children, back to their parents, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that the man, Lord God, will take his rightful position as priest of his home, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that he will gather together his family, Lord God, in a time of prayer and worship, Heavenly Father, to you, Lord God, that woman will come alongside her husband, Lord God, as that helpmate, Father God. And Lord God, that the children will be obedient to their parents, Lord God, that then we speak godly order to every family in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for salvation of souls tonight, Lord God, amongst the families, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And as the salvations of souls, Lord God, go forth, Father, we pray, Lord God, that your Spirit comes and indwells within every household. Only the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, Father God, yes, Lord, to dwell in the household of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, empowering them for a time such as this, so that they may go out, Lord God, into the world and make a difference for your kingdom, Father, here in this earth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the families, Heavenly Father. As we pray for the families, Lord God, they are the foundations of our communities, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for every community, Heavenly Father, Lord God, under the sound of my voice, every community that's represented on this line tonight, every subdivision, Lord God, let it be, there be a difference simply because of the man and woman of God within that community, within that subdivision, Father God. We pray, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit to have a revival to flow, Lord God, across every community, Lord God, bringing unity, Father God. We rebuke the hand of the enemy set over our community. Satan, you have no power. You have no dominion. You have no authority because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. At the name of Jesus, demons tremble. So we rebuke the spirit of murder over our communities in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you protect every young male, Father God. Right now, there is a war that's going on against especially our black males, Father God. So we pray over them right now in the name Calvary, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as this trial is going on, Father, we pray, Lord God, that those that are at fault, Lord God, be brought to justice, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Let justice rain down, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, let your will be done, Father. Let not the enemy prevail, Father God. Let your justice, Heavenly Father, rain down, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of murder be bound in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of thievery and robbery and rape and incest and molestation, Lord God, be bound in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that there is nothing, Father, that is impossible for you, Father God. And we loose oneness over every community. We loose unity in every community, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. Every community, Lord, is the foundation for our churches, Father God. And right now, we lift up our churches to you, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that the man and woman of God, whomever is the pastor, the leaders of the churches, Heavenly Father, we pray for them, Lord God. We lift them up to you, Father God. Let them not compromise with the things of this world, Father God. Your word calls us and tells us that we are in this world, but we are not to be of this world, Lord God. It's time to stop playing church. It's time, Lord God, to let church again return as a house of prayer. It's time, Lord God, that the church be a place of healing and not a place of hurt, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for your men and women that are called, Father, by your name, Heavenly Father, that they humble themselves, that they turn from their wicked ways, that they seek your face, Lord God. Yes. Seek your face, Lord God, with all diligence. Seek your face, Lord God, with all sincerity, Father God. And your word promises, Lord, that you will bring healing to our land, Father God. Yes. Let it be so, Father. Let it be so, Lord God. Let your church be called once again a house of the Most High God, a house, Lord God, where the Holy Spirit doesn't just stop by, but it dwells there, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let your Shekinah glory come down upon every repentant church in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray, Lord God, for every city, every state, every national in this nation and the national government, Father God. We lift up President Joe Biden to you, Father. We lift up Vice President Kamala Harris to you, Father God. We pray for their salvation, Lord God, in you, that they will, Lord God, receive you as Lord and Savior of their lives, Father God, that they will make godly decisions and godly laws, Father God, that will impact the people of this earth, Heavenly Father, of the United States, Lord God, for your kingdom, Lord God. Good and godly laws, Lord God, not those laws, Heavenly Father, that will hurt and bring harm to your people, Lord God. Yes, but laws, Lord God, every government official at the state, local, and national level, Lord God, we pray for their salvation, Lord God. We pray that they have the mind of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and that your, Lord God, will be done, and that, yes, we return to one nation under God. One nation, this United States of America, will one day, praise God, return to one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice, Father God, for all, not for some, but for all, Father God. Oh, yes, we lift up our government to you, Father God. Yes. Let your will, your perfect will, be done in Jesus' name. And Father God, as a close, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that there is a revival of your Holy Spirit that flows across this world. Hallelujah. Father God, touching every, all seven continents, Lord God, because Father Jesus Christ is soon to return again. There is going to come a day, Lord, and every eye will be able to see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This time he's not coming back as a baby, but he's coming back as judge for those, Lord God, that will have received him as Lord and Savior will be caught up. Yes, Lord, in the midst of the air, the dead shall arise first, and we who remain shall be caught up.
Yes,
and
yes.
When he returns, we're coming back with him, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, we are, Lord
God.
We pray for the souls of people. Your word tells us, Lord, that the harvest is plentiful, and but the laborers, Lord, are few, Father.
Yes,
we pray that you, Lord God, bring forth laborers, Lord, to go into your field of every seven areas of each one of the seven continents on this earth, Lord God. Let them go into the remote places of the world, Father God, to that man, woman, boy, girl that hadn't heard about a living Savior whose name is Jesus Christ, Father God. Let them receive you as Lord and Savior, Father, of their life, Father God.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, there is absolutely nothing, Father, that is impossible for you, Lord. We call upon your name tonight, Lord. Humbly, we call upon your name tonight, my God, knowing, Heavenly Father, that in you, Father, all things are possible. And we give you all the praise, Father. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory as we ask these things in the name of that's above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Minister Lolita Bowman. Praise God. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, my sister. And we want to bring you into the studio so that you will be able to share with us and share with God the petitions that he has laid on your heart.
Amen.
Just go right ahead. Go right ahead. You are live.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. Ooh, you have set the tone for tonight, and we just thank God. And in Romans 8, 28, it reads, as we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So we know we all are here gathered tonight because of we know all things work together for the good of those, because we know that we all have the heart of God. I love that the Bible says all things work together. And I thank God it does not say all things worked, E-D, together, or all things will work together. But the fact that the Bible talks in the present tense, all things work together for our good. This gives me great hope. Hope that all things continually working together for our good, our children of good, because we are children of the children of God. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This should make you feel good. This just to know that God is working it all out for your good, for my good. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and your protection. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. As we do so, Lord God, as we walk by faith, I know there is no problem too big or too small for you, Lord. Lord, we know that you are the Alpha and the Omega. We know that you are the head and not the tail. So in knowing all that, Lord God, when we come before you in prayer, Lord God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the situation is, Lord God, we know that it's already worked out, because your word says it in Romans 8. All things will work for our good. And as children, we have peace knowing our lives in your hand. And we are, Holy Spirit, help me. And we are to not be anxious for nothing. You said you know the numbers of our hair on our head, Jesus. So, God, we just surrender all things unto you, Lord God. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace and your protection. Thank you for your grace that surround us each and every day. Help us, Holy Spirit, to believe in you fully. Lord, I adore you. I lift you up on high, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you will increase in every person on this line faith tonight, Lord God. Father, help us to be confident in you, in your word, as we get up every day and seek your hands and seek your face, praying for one another and for each other, Lord God. Praying unto you for guidance, Lord God, for our children, for our family, for our government, for our leaders, for protection over our churches and our schools, Lord Father God. Cover our leaders, Lord God. Turn their hearts back unto you, Lord God. Remind them of who you are, Lord God. It's because of you they have wisdom in high places, Lord God. It's because of you, Lord God, that they are accessible to making decisions, Lord God, because you have put them in place, Lord God, for a time such as this, Lord God. Lord, clean their heart. Remove all the crooked places, Lord God, and make them straight, Lord God. Father God, allow them to walk into your anointing, God. Cover them from their head to their feet, Lord God. Father God, remove all of the corruption that's going on in the high places, Lord God, in our governments, in our local governments, in our federal governments, in our local politics, Lord God. Move it, Lord God. Make it everything straight. Give them the heart of your people, Lord God. For there are so many people who are getting evicted. For there are so many people that are homeless now. There are so many children that is hungry, Lord God. There are so many families just don't know where to turn, Lord God. But all they have to do is just call on you. And Father God, we know that you will send them help. You know you will lay it on one of your children's heart, Lord God, to go and see about them, Lord God, because it's not of you, Lord God, that they shall walk alone, Lord God. It's not of you, Lord God, for them to go each and every day without, Lord God. So Father God, I just pray, even in the schools, Lord God, give the teachers the strength, Lord God. Give them the words, Lord God. Give them the heart of our children, Lord God. Give them a praying heart, Lord God. Lord God, allow it to flow from their belly out of their mouth, Lord God, each and every morning before they even leave the home, Lord God. Guide them, Lord God, in the way to go, even to pray. Give them the words even to pray over the children, Lord God. Even give them the words to just confidence, Lord God. Father God, we know it's not easy for them, Lord God, but we know it's nothing too hard for you, Lord. And we just pray unto you and pray to you right now, Lord God, that you will send out the people, and you will send them out into the land and to help your people, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for understanding. I thank you for the knowledge, Lord God, of your word, Lord God, of your way, Lord God. Do not allow us, Lord God, to just walk in evilness, Lord God. Lord God, but give us a heart after you and your Son, Jesus Christ. And we plead the blood over every evil trap that has been set by the enemy, Lord God, that they will fall into their own trap. They will fall into the holes in them of the wickedness, Lord God. It shall not come, nigh your people, your children dwelling place, Lord God. For we know that all we have to do is call on you. Call on your Son, Jesus. And we know all things will work together for the good. Lord God, we thank you on tonight, Lord God. We thank you. I thank you right now in advance for every word, every prayer, every declaration, every declared word on tonight, Lord God. It will not come back void, but it shall rise up into the heavens and flow throughout the earth, Lord God, and heal the earth, Lord God. So, Father God, I just thank you right now in advance for every prayer, Lord God. Cover it, Lord God. Cover it, Lord God. No weapon formed against it shall prosper, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you in advance for the prayers that's coming forth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Lolita Bowman. Thank you so much.
Yes,
praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah for that powerful prayer. I'm going to take a pause in the program with the prayers of our ministers, and I want to go ahead and open up the line for any other prayer requests from our audience, so that we can take note of those and pray as our program continues. So if you are on the line tonight and if you have a prayer request, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will make sure to hear and document your prayer request. If you know of a prayer request of someone for someone else, go ahead and go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad and let us know of that prayer request so that we can make sure to lift it up to the Lord in prayer. Praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits, hallelujah, are 4848. Go right ahead. Just 1 second. There we are. Praise God. Go right ahead, Minister Hilton. What's your prayer request tonight? Praise God.
I'd like for you all to remember the Haitian missionaries that have been abducted in Haiti, and to plead the blood of Jesus over them and pray for their soon and complete free release. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. Praise God. And we certainly will. Is there another? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Is there anyone else that has a prayer request before we continue? Praise God. Anyone else, press 1 on your dial pad if you have a prayer request. Praise God. Okay, amen, amen. Where our next prayer warrior, we're calling on Elder Maddie Green. Elder Maddie Green,
amen.
If you will go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, we'll go ahead and dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. And we thank God for you, Elder Maddie Green. Praise. Hold on. Let's dispatch you in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All right. Praise God. Elder Green, you're live. Go right ahead, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, dear God. And Lord, as we come to you, according to thy word in Psalm 69 and verse 13 says, but as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in acceptable time, O God. In the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, dear God, for we know that you are our rock and our fortress. We know that it is done, that we know that thy Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us as we lift up prayers for our nation, dear God. Dear God, we come humbly unto you, dear God, to let the men and women know that as God has given them the power to speak things and to do things according to his will, that they must obey him and keep his commandment. Dear God, put on their hearts, God, that they will allow his righteousness to reign over the decision-making that they has for this country. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying, Lord Jesus, for families everywhere, dear God. We ask you to cover us in the blood of Jesus, Lord. Cover the husbands and the wives, the sisters and the daughters, the children, Lord God. Cover them from every country, from every nation, from every city, and from every town. Let them know that God still lives and Jesus Christ is alive. And let them know no matter what circumstances they may be facing, facing, no matter what may come in their mind as doubt, unbelief, that they will learn to rebuke it and trust in the living God. Oh, God, have mercy. Right now, dear God, we stand a special prayer for Haiti, dear God. The country that's trying to pour out to come so that they will learn about more about God. But the more they push their way across the sea, the enemy tried to bind them, dear God, in their country and bind them on the way so that they will not be free. But in the name of Jesus Christ, we know that he is the one, the way, the truth, and the life. And he will set us free. He has made us free because of the word of God. Let them believe in their hearts. They are free when they believe and accept Jesus Christ in their hearts. Oh, God, have mercy. God, as there are famine in the land and sickness and disease, we believe by your stripes we are healed. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, cover our children in the classroom, dear God. Cover them whatever they may be at, wherever they may go. Give them a mind, a renewed mind in the spirit, and transform their mind from the word of God, and let them know that when they believe and receive the word, that it shall be done, and rebuke those things in this world. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, bless the churches, dear God. Bless the pastor, dear God. Give them the strength to pour out the word and feed their flock who are hungry for the word and for the truth and for the righteousness of God. Help them able to stand, dear God, in these last and evil days. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, I pray for all your servants, men and women that labor in the gospel, dear God. Strengthen us where we are weak at. Build us up when we've been torn down, and let us know we are standing on holy ground when we stand on the promises, oh God. Oh God, have mercy. Dear God, heal everything that's broken. Help them to be confidence and hope in your word, and realize that all power comes from God. Oh God, have mercy, dear God. Dear God, go in the communities, dear God. Teach us how to love one another and treat one another right. Teach us, Lord Jesus, how to pray for one another and for each other's needs. For you are the God that shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we ask and pray right now for relationships to be healed, dear God. The enemy desires to destroy relationships. And most of all, the relationship we have with you. But we believe by faith, no matter how much the enemy come to attack us, that we shall stand on his promises and put on the whole armor of God so we may be able to stand against all these fiery darts that he throw at us. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, let us humble ourselves unto you and yield to the Holy Spirit. And remember that you are the first thing in our hearts to lift up prayer to you and believe there is nothing too hard for thee. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we thank you right now for blessing my niece Cashmere and keeping her strong as she go through her hardship. As she go through, we believing by the power of the word that she is healed and made whole. Oh, God, have mercy. We pray that she will reach out her heart to God and stand on his promises. Oh, God, have mercy. Watch over our families, dear God. Keep them safe, dear God. Keep them loving, dear God. Keep them standing close to one another, that they realize that if when one or two are gathered together in his name, you shall be in the midst of it. And, God, we humble ourselves to you. For you the God of peace. You are the Prince of peace, the everlasting Father. And there is none like thee. And we thank you for all your goodness and your mercy and your grace. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Elder Green,
for that powerful prayer. We give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. God bless you. Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. Praise God. Go ahead and press one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hold on one moment. Go right ahead, please. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening. Good evening. My scripture references on. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go right ahead. Praise God.
All right. My scripture references on tonight. I'm coming from Matthew 17, and I'll be reading Matthew 17, 20 and 21. And I'm reading the New Living Translation, and it states, "You don't have enough faith," Jesus told them. "I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." Hallelujah. 21 states, "But this kind of demon won't leave except by prayer and thing." Hallelujah. We have to realize, saints, that sometimes we have to not only pray, but fast. We have to turn down our plate. Hallelujah. Yeah. So let me pray. Hallelujah. And this scripture is talking about how Jesus healed the demon-possessed boy. And the disciples were wondering why they couldn't do it, and they didn't have enough faith. Glory be to God. So, Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. Father God, we thank you for yet another opportunity to give you all praise, honor, and glory that do your name. Father God, we ask that you would just continue to cover and keep Pastors Constant and Jasper Whitehurst, Father God, as they have presented this platform, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, so that people can be healed, delivered, and set free. So, God, we thank you, Father God, for giving them that vision, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And, Father God, we ask that you would be with the 17 people that are missing over in Haiti that were kidnapped, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And even though I understand the ransom was paid, they still have not been released. So, Father God, we ask that you would place it on the heart of the men who have them, Father God, to release them, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, unharmed. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, we ask that you, Father God, you would just continue to give us wisdom, Father God. Increase our faith in you. Hallelujah, Jesus, as it states here, Father God, in Matthew, that they did not have enough faith, Father. And you said in your word, if we would have the faith the size of a mustard seed, my God, the faith the size of a mustard seed, Father God, then it would move from here to there. Glory be to God. The mountain would move. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father God, we ask that you would increase our faith, Father God, so that the mountain will move. Hallelujah, Jesus. It will move, God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for favor, God. A narrative, miraculous favor, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For God, it's through you that we live, move, and have our being, Father God. God, we thank you for increasing our prayer life, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So the mountain can move from here to there. Hallelujah, Jesus. As you stated in your word, Father God, to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as my pastors say, we need to pray 24/7. Hallelujah, Jesus, and love never quits. Love and prayer are interchangeable. Love and prayer never quits. We should never quit praying. My God, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name, God. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for increasing our prayer life, Father God. We thank you for increasing our faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need to take an interim look at ourselves and see where our faith is and increase our faith, increase our prayer life, increase studying your word, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For the Bible is our basic instruction before leaving the earth, Father God. So, Father, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the instruction, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it says, Father God, that thousands of men, Father, with just two of us, Father God. Yes. So we thank you, Father God, for all of us praying here on the line, Father God. Hallelujah, yes. Jesus. And let us put those demons to flight. Put the demons to flight through prayer, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. So, Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you and we love you, Father God. We ask that you would just continue, Father God, to be, God, Father God, with the President of the United States and the Vice President, Father, and their families, and be with the House and the Senate and have them make decisions that are beneficial for the community and not their pockets, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, we ask that you would be with the people, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, that are in the hospitals and in the nursing homes, in the rehabs, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, and be with the family members of those who have lost loved ones, Father God, due to COVID and other ailments, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, for there have been millions of people that have lost their lives, Father God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we ask that you would just continue to be with the family members of them, Father God. Be with the people who work in health care, Father God. Be with us, Father God. Protect us, cover us, and keep us as we care for the elderly and the sick, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And even those of us who are in preventive health care, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we praise you, we adore you, and we love you, Father God. We ask that you would just continue, Father God, to strengthen the doctors, strengthen the nurses, strengthen the medical assistants, God, and even strengthen the janitorial staff, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For Father God, it's been rough on the health care workers, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. It's been rough. Some people overseas and other places it has been so rough that they've taken their own lives because they couldn't stand all of the death, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father God, we ask that you would strengthen their minds, strengthen their bodies, strengthen their hearts, Father God, so that they can take it, Father God, because health care is a heart care. Health care is actually heart care. Hallelujah, Jesus, because we care for people out of our hearts, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father God, we ask that you would just continue to cover, that you would continue to keep, that you would continue to strengthen, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, everyone, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, in health care, Father God. Father God, we ask that you would continue to strengthen our prayer life, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Increase our faith, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, as you state in your word, Father God, if we have the faith the size of the mustard seed, we can move that mountain, Father God. So, Father God, we thank you for increasing our faith, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for having favor with everyone whom we encounter, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let people be able to look at us, God. Look at our lives. See the anointing on our lives. See the favor on us, Father God, and say that must be a child of the Most High King. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. So, Father, we thank you for the anointing, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the favor. They say favor ain't fair, God. So we thank you for the favor on our lives, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For God, it's through you that we live, move, and have our being. We are nothing without you, Father God. Prayer is our communication with you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we must die to this flesh daily, Father God. So help us, Father God, to continue to die to our flesh daily, Father God, and communicate with you, Father God. And as allow us to hear you clearly, Father God, as we die to this flesh, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have us to move immediately, Father God. Respond immediately, Father God, when you tell us to move, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Allow us to be able to tell that mountain to move, Father God, and it moves, Father God, because we have just that much faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We are just that much in communication with you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we adore you, and we love you, Father God. We ask that you would have your perfect will and your way in our lives, Father God. And anything that's not like you, Father God, that you would take away from us, Father God. But we thank you, Father God, for the communication of prayer, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray this prayer. And I declare and decree it to be so. And I bind all backlash and ambushment for all the prayers on this line on this evening. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Prophetess Cecile. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Minister Deacon Elder Deacon Lorenzo Lewis. Praise God. Deacon Lorenzo Lewis. Go
Amen.
Ahead and press one on your dial pad. Praise God. We thank God for you. Go right
yes.
ahead, sir. Hallelujah.
Just for the opportunity. So at this time, not to be labeled. There are two scriptures I want to mention right quick. Second Chronicles 7 and Psalms 91. If my people, which are called by my name.
Deacon Lewis, if you can a little closer to your phone, your volume is a little low. If you can come just a little closer to your phone, go right ahead, please.
Okay. 15.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes.
Much better. All right.
All right. Well, Second Chronicles 7 and Psalms 91 are the two scriptures that I want to share. I'm not going to go into depth of reading them, but Second Chronicles is, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will heal their land. In Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Lord, we just give you praise and glory for this nation, Lord God. Father God, we realize and know that we're living in turbulent times within this nation. And Father God, not just this nation, but throughout the world. So we pray not only for this nation, but we pray for the world. We pray for the leaders of the world, that they could come together and live in peace and harmony.
Yes.
Father God, we realize and know, except you be in the midst of it, Lord, it's difficult for them to live in harmony. But Lord, we ask that you would let your spirit rain down upon the nation, that you would move by your spirit, that you would open hearts, that you would heal hearts, that division would be cast into the pit of hell so that we can live a life in peace and godliness among one another. And Father God, I pray for the saints, Lord God. Father, I ask that you would bless the saints, Lord, that are on this line this evening, Lord God, and bless those saints, Lord, who have been called by your name, who are seeking your face, who are fasting and praying right now for this nation and for the nations, Lord God. Grace them, keep them, Lord God, lead them, continue to guide them, Lord God. Father God, we bind the hand of the enemy, and we say, Satan, you have no authority over these United States of America. It is a nation that was founded in religious freedom, and it is a nation, Lord, that is called by you to be a beacon to the world, Lord God. And Father God, we ask that you would help this nation to live up to what it has been called to be in these days.
Yes.
Father God, I pray for young men and women right now, Lord God, that you would just touch them, that you would draw them by their spirit, Lord God. Father God, help them to have an ear to hear. Give them a heart toward the adults and the parents that have rulership over them, Lord God, so that they'll be able to grow up and be young men and women of God that you have called them to be, Lord God, because they are the generation of the now, Lord God. Father God, they are moving into their rightful place. Help us, Lord, to teach them and show them the way that they ought to go, Lord God. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Lord God, over your children, over the youth, I ask that the angels would encamp about them, Lord God, that they would lead them as ministering angels to keep them from hurt, harm, and danger so that they'll be able to grow up and be what it is that God has called them to be. And Father God, I pray for moms and dads. I ask, Lord, that you would watch over the moms, watch over the dads, give them wisdom, give them understanding, help them to not necessarily rule with an iron fist, but to rule with a hand of love toward their children, Lord God, so that they'll be in a position that the children will listen to them and hear what it is that they have to say that God has given unto them. And Father God, I pray for fivefold ministry today. Lord God, that you would touch the leaders in all of our churches throughout this land, Lord God, that you would touch them from the top of their head down to the soles of their feet, that you would help them, Lord God, to be the leaders that you have called them to be in these days, Lord God, not leaders that will follow political ideology, but to follow what thus says the Lord. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we say thank you, Lord, for what it is that you're doing in these days. Because, Lord, we realize and know that apart from you, there is nothing that we can do. But we say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for truth. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for righteousness. Because, Lord God, without righteousness, we wouldn't be able to stand. But we say thank you, Lord, for just undergirding and keeping us and watching over the fivefold ministers to help them do what is pleasing in your sight. We give you the praise, we give you glory, and we give you all the honor for it all, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you,
Deacon
Lewis, and we thank you so much for that powerful
amen.
Prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We have Elder Lisa Strayhorn.
Amen.
Elder Lisa Strayhorn, praise God. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, Elder Lisa Strayhorn. Praise God. Here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The Lord led me to select is casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you, 1 Peter 5:7, and Philippians 4:6. That says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, God. And so I know that
amen.
God has been blessing, and I know that he's going to continue to bless, heal, and restore tonight. And so, Father God, in Jesus' name we pray, Lord, that you will continue to be with your children tonight. Lord, this week has just started, but somehow we looked high and we looked low. We looked all over, but we couldn't find anyone greater than you, God. So we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord, for who you are. We just want to praise you tonight, Lord Jesus, because you are the problem solver. Lord, we thank you, and we ask you tonight for your protection over our families, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to let no trouble fall on them, Father God. We ask you to keep them from the accidents. Keep them from the gun violence, Lord. Keep them from the police brutality, Father God. And, Father, as this virus continues in our land, Lord Jesus, we ask you to keep them from this coronavirus, Lord. We ask you tonight, Father, to allow no evil influences in their hearts, Lord. And we ask you to cover them with your precious blood, Lord. Take care of them, Lord. Be with them, Father God. Help them to make the right decisions for their lives, Lord Jesus. And when we're not able to be with them, Lord God, we trust that you are there with them, Lord. We trust that you will protect them, Lord, that you will keep them safe, Lord. And so tonight we give you all the glory and praise. Lord, we ask you to give them peace of mind, Father God, so that they will not worry, Lord. Give us peace of mind, Lord, so that we will not worry, Lord. We ask you, Father God, and we lift up the prayer requests, Lord. We have heard about those missionaries who were kidnapped in Haiti, Father. And so we ask you, Lord, for you and your Holy Spirit to go and just touch those kidnappers, Lord, and let them release those prophets of you, Lord, the ones who are spreading the good news of your soon return, Lord. And so we rebuke the enemy, Father God, and we ask tonight that you will touch them and they will be released as soon as possible, Father. We know that you are able, Lord. And, Lord, tonight we didn't have a lot of prayer requests because some have unspoken prayer requests, Lord. So we ask you to be with the unspoken, Father God. You know the situation and the circumstances. So do, Lord, according to your will, sweet Jesus. We want to thank you for healing my husband, Lord. He's been going through a time, Father God. Satan has tried, the enemy has tried to come in and take his life, Lord. But, Lord, you have healed him. You have restored him, Lord. So continue to be with him, Father. And we just give you all the glory and praise, Lord. We commit all of our families tonight on this broadcast tonight to you, Father God. Those who have fallen sick, we believe that you are a healer, Lord. You are a great physician. And we ask you to comfort our family members who are physically in pain right now. Touch them with your healing hands, Father God. Send forth your word and heal their diseases, Lord. For you said that they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and you saved them from their distress. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We thank you for healing power that flow through every cell of the body, Lord. We, loving Father, we also ask you to heal the members of our family who are hurting emotionally, Lord. I tell you, Lord, the depression that is taking this nation, Father, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we ask you to restore our families emotionally, Lord. Take their afflictions, Lord. Heal them, Lord. We ask you to, Father God, we ask you to give them comfort and give them peace, Lord, that is surpass all understanding, Lord. Heal their hearts, Lord, that is full of anger and hatred and strife and bitterness and unforgiveness, Lord. Clear their minds of any doubt and anxiety, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. And Father God, you are often the source of strength. So, Lord, we come to you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. And we ask you to renew our strength, Lord, so that we may soar on wings like eagles, Lord, Father God, for raising us up with your mighty hands, Lord. How strong are the bonds are when the family depend on you, Lord Jesus, which is why we ask you tonight, Lord, to always be the center of our families, Lord. Be the center of our joy, Lord, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Let your spirit fill our hearts so we can love one another just as Christ loved us, Lord. In our times of trials and troubles, God, we ask, we look to you, Lord. We look to you to make a way, Lord, for you are a way maker. You are a promise keeper, Lord. You are light in the darkness, Lord. That's who you are, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise and glory, Lord. And so tonight, Lord, we ask you to please be with this broadcast, Lord. Continue to be with your with your leaders and your ministers, Elder Jasper, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and Sister Constance Whitehurst, Lord, and this broadcast, Lord, that is reaching out to others, Lord, and saving those who don't know you for the pardon of their sins. So, tonight, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Tonight, Lord, we just want to say we praise your name, Father God. And we thank you for everything you have done. We thank you and praise you for everything that you're going to do in our lives, Lord. We receive it, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, and let us not to be careful, Lord, to give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Lord. So we thank you tonight, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And it's in your name that we pray this prayer, Lord. Your name is so powerful, Jesus, that when we call on it, the demons have to flee, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, and we call on you, Jesus. We thank you when we call on you, Father. We thank you, Lord. And it's in your name we pray this prayer. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Elder Strayhorn. We give God praise for you. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go ahead and bring to the line Mother Pat Gallo. Praise God. Mother Pat, go right ahead, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Am I connected?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you. Yes, ma'am, go
okay.
right ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The scripture that I want to share tonight is Mark 11:24 at the King James Version. And it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe. That ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I have stood on this scripture for many, many, many years. In fact, I have a Bible when my house had burned in 1987, when we caught fire. The very scripture in the Bible that I had open when the house was full of smoke was on that scripture. And so with that being said, I have experienced, and I'm sure many of you have experienced many answered prayer because we pray, we believe, and we receive.
Yeah.
Now,
amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for the authority you have given unto us in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, and Emmanuel. I destroy anything that is trying to stand in between us and our God-given destiny in the name of Jesus. Father, all the unknown prayers to be breakthroughs, breakthroughs, Father, in the name of Jesus, that nothing can withhold your prayers, your answered prayers for your children that walk upright before you. Father, I thank you, O God, for the manifestation of every hindrance to our restoration be broken and destroyed, not only in our lives, but in our families, in every person that we have prayed, whether we know or not, that no hindrance would be upon their lives. Father, we apply the blood of Jesus to the deepest parts of their heart. And we ask you, Father, to deal with their hearts, oh God, that the blood of Jesus will destroy every hindrance, every lie of the enemy in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you are God that answers prayers and you make provisions for our deliverances through the blood of Jesus and your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, that we stand in our deliverance because we know who we belong to. We belong to you, Almighty God, a God that's able, a God that is willing to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can even ask or even think. And for that, we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the many breakthroughs that have been prayed tonight over the blog. We thank you, Lord, Father, for healing. We thank you for deliverances in our family. We thank you, Lord God, that you're meeting the needs of the homeless. And in our community, Lord God, I know your eyes are looking to and fro. And there are many people that are still without a home that have been devastated through the hurricanes, the ice storms, and, Father God, the floods that hit our area. We ask you, O God, to continue to be the provisionary for every person that have a need in these areas, Lord God. Now, Lord, Father God, we also tonight lift up the missionaries that were kidnapped in Haiti. Lord, Father, we know that nothing is hidden from your old seeing eye. Now, Lord, Father, our prayer is that you expose the enemy, expose those missionaries in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, Father, God, we bind the hands of the perpetrator and command them in the name of Jesus to loose them out. And set them free, unharmed, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus upon every one of them, every 17th person that has been attacked. And Lord, Father, we also pray for their families that are wondering and worried, oh God. Give them a peace, oh God, that passes all understanding. That as the saints have come together and prayed and asked you for their release, we stand on your word that they will and shall be released in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Father, that they will have a testimony, Father God, of your glory, how you kept them in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, Father, I want to remember Pastor Constance and Pastor Jasper for the work that they are doing. Lord Father God, I thank you for blessing their hands. Prosper them, O God, to do your will as they continue to be obedient and do what you call them to do. In Jesus' name, without any compromising, that they stand on your word. And Lord Father, because they stand on your word, you say you will not hold any good thing for them, O God. And Lord Father, I thank you for every person that is on this line, that you meet every need, every prayer request that have been prayed in the name of Jesus. And Lord Father God, I seal our prayers with the blood of Jesus. And that the enemy cannot steal, but he got to loose. He got to loose everything that he has held captive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Mother
God. Thank you so much, Mother Gallo. God bless you tonight. We thank you for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Next, we will have Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, men to men and women of God of faith. Praise God to you.
Thank you.
God answer all your prayers on tonight. Amen. In Jesus' name, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We come from Psalm chapter 4, verse 1. David was a man of God, also a man of prayer, praise God. And he knew how to pray to God. We learned to do the same today, praise God. He says, hear me when I call, O God, for my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. David knows something about distress, don't he? Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. You know how to cry out to God at any given time. And you learn how to cry out to God tonight. And Deacon Luther almost got my prayer tonight. But bless God. Thank God for the man of God tonight. Thank God for my wife and family. Thank God for each and every one of you on the line tonight. And Lord bless you and more than enough in abundance. Praise God. Amen. We give honor and glory to God. Thank God for the light, help, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word on tonight. Thank you for these prayers that go out to your people on tonight, Lord. We pray for the release of the missionary in Haiti, Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. Lord, all you take, two or three gather together in thy name, Father, Lord, that they will do great and mighty things towards you. And we pray for those missionary of God, the people of God, to be relieved, unharmed, unhurt on tonight, Father, and all the other prayers that were given out tonight, Lord. Bless each and every one of them, Lord. And we pray for healing, deliverance, Father, Lord, in their life, in their ministry, in their business, Lord, and all that they have to the glory of God, Father, Lord. Lord, we pray that you take and heal your people on tonight, Lord. Pray for healing anointing in their life, Father. Pray for restoration, Lord, reconciliation, Father, Lord. And we pray, Heavenly Father, you bless their mind, their heart, and their spirit. Stir the gift of God to send on tonight, Father, Lord. Stir it up, God. Stir it up to the glory of God on this day, Father, Lord, that your people will come out with a great might and great victory, Lord, to the glory of God, to the people of God on this hour, Father, on this hour of prayer, Father, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need prayer each and every day of our life, Father, Lord, to the glory of God, Father, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless your people, Lord. We are victorious in you, Lord. We have the victory in Jesus' name, Father, Lord. We have the victory in Jesus' name, Father, Lord. We believe we stand upon it, Lord, from the housetop to the mountaintop, Lord, from the valley to the alleys, Lord. Let your will be done to the glory of Almighty God. Bless every leader on this hour, Lord, the leader in the battle of Christ, Lord. Bless and guide and keep them, Lord, to have a mind and heart to serve God, to have a mind and heart to have unity, Lord, in your community, Lord, to have a unity in your spirit and your people on tonight, Lord, and bless them, Lord, with your word, with your might, your power to manifest your word in their life, Father, Lord, the word of truth, the word of life, the word of illumination, the word of application, Lord, the word of God that shall root and ground in their hearts and mind and spirit on this hour, on this time, such as this. Let your will be done, and pray for the leader of this nation, Father, Lord, for the president, Lord, to the mayor, to the governors, Lord, Jesus, Lord, and to the people throughout this nation, throughout the world. We pray for the missionary, pray for the soldiers, Lord. We pray, Lord, for those believers, Lord, in the far country of this world, Lord. Bless them, God, and keep them, Lord. Have them be strong in your word. Your will be done to the glory of God, Father. We pray for every minister, Lord,
every fivefold minister, Lord, for the pastor, for the apostle, for the preacher, for the bishop, for the archbishop, Lord Jesus, Lord, for the evangelist, Lord, for each and every one that have anointed upon their life, Father, Lord, they do what the God called them to do, Father, Lord, to the glory of God, Father, Lord. Thank you for our mothers and our fathers, Lord. Thank you for the prayer warrior, Lord, on this hour, Father, Lord, for we have the victory, Lord, for we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, or more than overcomers, Lord, in the things of God, Father. We pray for the enemy shall be defeated in Jesus' name, always defeated, Lord, through the blood of Jesus, through the word of our testimony, through the power of God, that we speak it on this hour, Lord, to the glory of God, Lord. We thank you for it. Pray for our young people on this hour, Lord. Oh, my goodness, Lord. Bless them, heal their body, mind, spirit, Father, Lord. They will do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God, Father, Lord. Bless our people. Bless our fathers and our mother and our grandparents, Lord. Bless you, Lord, to do what you call them to do on this hour, Lord. Bless for the manifestation of your word, manifestation of your power, manifestation of deliverance, Lord, manifestation of healing, Lord, manifestation of restoration in their life, Father, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. Let your will be done, Lord. We call them out on this hour, Lord, Jesus, Lord. So to ask, seek, and pray to the glory of God, Lord. We thank you for this day. Thank you for the prayer of the saints on this hour, Lord. Oh, my God, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. Each and every prayer shall be answered in Jesus' name, Father, Lord. And we declare, proclaim it, Lord. We decree it right now, Lord, to your glory and to your honor, to your praise. Let thy will be done, Father. And we come together in unity of prayer, Lord, unity of your word, unity of your Holy Spirit, Lord, unity of your holy power, Lord, unity of our faith joined together as one, Father, Lord. One can put 1,000 flight, and two can put 10,000 flight through the glory of God, Father, Lord. And we stand your word on this hour, Lord. The mighty word that cannot be defeated, Lord. The Holy Spirit that cannot be defeated, Lord. The word of God, Lord, shall stand the test of time, Father, Lord. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, the word of God, shall not pass away, Father, Lord. And our word shall always be powerful, always be mighty, Lord. Always be sustained to believe in all that he or she do to the glory of God, Father, Lord. We stand on your word, Father, Lord. Stand on your holy word.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, say that the word of God should stand forever, Father. Your mercy should stand forever, Father.
Yes.
Should endure forever, Lord. From all generations, from one generation to 1,000 to 10,000 generations, that word of God shall stand to the glory of God, Lord. We thank you for it. We believe you for the Lord. Bless your people. Heal your people, Lord. Deliver your people, Father, Lord. We pray for them, Lord, to be stronger and mighty than ever before for such a time as this, Father, Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, according to the word of God, according to the word of God. He shall bring it to pass, Father, God. Not your brother or sister, but your brother in Christ shall bring it to pass, God, according to God's word, according to his glory. Praise God. Hallelujah to your name, Father, Lord. We believe, we stand upon the Lord. We call it done. We decree it on this hour, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. The missionaries shall be free, Father, and no hurt or harm. Danger shall come nigh unto this place. To them, Lord, pray for their family, Lord. We pray for each and every one of these on their broadcast on tonight, Father, Lord. Bless them, keep them guided, Lord. Direct their path. And we thank you for your provision. Thanks for your protection, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for your holy word this hour, Lord. Let your will be done to your honor, to your praise, and to your glory. In Jesus' name, we believe it. We stand upon it, Lord. And we call it done this hour to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Jasper. Thank God tonight. We thank God for every minister that is on the line that have been lifted up and joined us with in prayer. We thank God for every prayer that has risen up to the Lord as a sweet-smelling savor. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we give you praise. We thank God that you, Lord God, have heard our prayers. And as we say there, Lord, according to your word, Lord, we stand in confidence, Father, knowing that you have heard our prayers, knowing, Lord God, that you have answered and answering our prayers, Lord. And for that, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Lord, we don't want to take it for granted tonight. If there is anyone that's on the line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, tonight is a great night to get to know him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We pray, Lord God, for them. We ask that if you would like to receive Jesus Christ, just
praise
simply
God.
Pray this prayer. Lord God, I believe in Jesus, I believe that he is the Son of the living God, that Lord Jesus, I believe that you came to this earth, that you lived, that you died, and that you were resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. Now I ask that you come into my life and, Lord God, be Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And if you just prayed that prayer of acceptance, that prayer of belief in Jesus Christ, that prayer that confessed him as Lord over your life, you are now saved. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And we thank God for your salvation in Jesus Christ. Your name has now been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, never to be erased, hallelujah.
Amen.
And we thank God for you. And not only do we thank God for you, but the angels in heaven are rejoicing right now on your behalf.
Yes.
And we give God all the praise, honor, and glory, hallelujah. We thank God tonight again for the men and women of God, the ministers, the elders,
Amen.
The prophets, those
you.
That are a part of the fivefold ministry.
Yes,
we
yes.
thank God for you. We thank God for our listening audience.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And may God just continue to be with you, watch over, bless, keep you and your family, meet every need in the name of Jesus. And we give him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And now we ask that you go forth this week. Continue.
Amen.
To allow the anointing power of God and the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you, to direct you, to be able to share with someone that doesn't know Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ with them. Give them the opportunity to get to know him. You may be the only Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You may be the only Jesus Christ that they see. In the name of Jesus. So go forth and share the Lord with them. We pray that you will meet us back here this time next Monday by the grace of God at 8 p.m. And not only you meet us, but tell somebody else about the broadcast so that they too will be able to join in and be able to receive and hear a word from the Lord. We thank God for you. Go forth and to God be all the glory. Have an awesomely blessed night. We love you, and God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Have me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm
strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
Say, my God. Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
The whole world. Savior of the
whole. Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
I'm healed.
Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Take it up, give praise.
Give praise.
It's to our God.
is great.
Care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now.